On May 31st, 1921, Tulsa, Oklahoma was the site of a horrific massacre. A group of white racists pounced on Tulsa's prosperous black enclave of Greenwood, burning, looting, and killing many blacks while destroying 35 city blocks. This year marks the 100th anniversary of these horrific attacks. Yesterday, President Joe Biden released a proclamation for a day of remembrance for the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre, calling on Americans to reflect on the deep roots of racial terror in our nation and recommit to the work of rooting out systemic racism across our country.
See, the problem we have is, I was watching Fox the other night, and there was a guy on there who has this little raggedy-ass show. And his whole thing is, our country is becoming a Marxist country, and that the things of the Democrat and Joe Biden is Marxist. And they're using race to fight our country. They're using politics to fight our country. Wow. First of all, the problem that we have is when you don't admit to racism, you have chance of solving racism.
That's it.
And so many of them try to push their acts of racism under the rug, and because you don't want to label it as racism or you being racist, don't stop it from being racist. The people who should define racism and racist for you is the people that is being perpetrated against, not the perpetrator. Because you in your lily society that you live in and around your friends, you all, for you, this is normal because ain't nothing happening to you.
Right. We know when racism affects us, when we're being
targeted. And what happened in Tulsa, they went through there and bombed this neighborhood. They torched this neighborhood. They murdered these black people.
For no reason other than they were successful black people.
Because they were successful. My father, man, whose father was a slave, my father said, be careful, son. It's not enough that they got everything. They don't want you to have nothing. And I always wonder why my father would say something like that. But he says, the proof is through our history. He said, they got Wall Street. We get Black Wall Street. You can't have no Black Wall Street. We're going to come through there and take that from you.
Right. And then they passed laws so they couldn't rebuild.
And, hey, look. Y'all got the right to vote. Oh, y'all can't vote who you want in. Now look at all these laws they passing again. That ain't racist to you?
Right.
What do you think that is?
It's called voter oppression. Y'all tripping, man. We ain't stupid. Ain't nobody stupid. We hip to this game, and you're not finna. You ain't gonna keep peeing on us, telling us it's raining, and we don't recognize the pee.
All right. Thank you. Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.